Hey guys, I want to take just a second to tell you guys about FCFL, which is Fan Control Football League. You can find them at fcfl.io. Basically, what they are is Madden in real life. We're talking about a real life team that fans pick the plays for. They've got an app. They've been featured on a bunch of stuff like the New York Times and Sports Illustrated already. Check them out. FCFL.io.
Yeah, basically you get the app, you have tokens, and you can basically vote on what play you want. So you're looking at a play like a play calling screen, just like you would see on a football game. You would call the run to the left, and if there's enough votes for that play, that goes down to the quarterback. The quarterback calls that play, and you watch it in real time.
Which is crazy.
That is nuts. So definitely check out fcfl.io. Really cool concept. Good partners of ours. It's built on the blockchain and backed by the fan token. So definitely check it out and tell us what you think.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts. Running backs better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Woo! Uh-huh. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Bruno Mars of Fantasy Football Podcasts. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, on this episode is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
Yeah, we are the Bruno Mars of Fantasy Football Podcast because no matter what we do, we just keep pumping out hits. We could put out an episode talking about Shark Tank for 45 minutes, and it's a massive success. And so we're the Bruno Mars of Fantasy Football Podcast.
Pretty much everything we do is just like 24K.
Oh, I was about to say that. Good one.
Yep. We bring that uptown funk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Yep. I don't know the name of the songs, but man, they are catchy.
I mean, you could at least try to chip along with these puns based on the songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you just threw a grenade into the situation.
Yeah. I like the one where he says, I should have bought you flowers. That's a good one. You know that one?
Can you continue?
I hope he holds your hand. Should have gave him some. I don't know all the words, but when it comes on, it just melts my heart.
That's what I like.
Huh? Oh, is that one of his songs?
Perhaps.
Guys, thanks for joining us today on Eat Sleep Fantasy. We are really excited to bring you another episode. This is 2 days in a row in the off season, so you guys should be very thankful that we're giving up our lives to be with you today.
Giving what? Why are you making what?
Nah.
Can you repeat that?
Nothing. Never mind. I'm just saying we're doing this 2 days in a row, and everybody should be thankful. If Bruno Mars did two concerts in a row, people would be thanking him.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a treasure.
Yeah. Oh, that's another one of his songs. You can't just say his song. Nobody knows the name of his songs. I promise you, nobody knows the name of any of these songs you're talking about. And it doesn't make for good podcasting.
Listen, Dale.
What?
All I ask.
There's really long pauses between you talking to me, and I have a feeling it's because you're looking up songs.
No, it's because I'm giving you a moment of silence so you could realize that that's the name of the song is All I Ask.
Oh, I thought you were.
And then I was going to follow that up with All I Ask is that you be just the way you are.
Just the way you are.
I was going to give you a sentence with two song names.
That's
in
good.
It.
You can go to BrunoMars.com for all his tickets and concerts upcoming.
We just gave him a free ad. You think we should send him a bill for that?
Oh, he's going to pay it real quick. Yeah. Send it to BrunoMars.com.
Is that really his website? Does Bruno he have Mars a website?
Of course. He's one of the biggest artists in the world. Of course he has
it. No, I'm saying, is that his website? Is it just BrunoMars.com?
BrunoMars.com.
He's really short.
Is he? He looks short.
He looks really short.
Because he has big hair. So I think he has...
Bruno Mars height.
I bet you he's 5'7".
It says 5'5".
Okay.
And that's probably like giving him
he's
an inch or two.
5'4", 5'3".
That's like when I say my dick... Never mind.
He's probably 5'5 with his crazy hair. I'm guessing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So let's move on. No more Bruno Mars talk. I don't know why we do this. We spend way too long doing the intro. We get really stuck on things. You know what we do, right? When we... Never mind. I was going to try to tie that into another song.
Nobody knows these.
Right. Whatever. What I learned from my mom is don't give up.
Yeah. Never give up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Sure. You know what I'm talking about? Or am I just talking to the moon?
Nobody knows, Christian. You're just saying this stuff.
You can count on me.
Nobody understands this.
I feel right now like I'm locked out of heaven.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Whatever, man. I'm like Versace on the floor.
Okay. I don't know what that means either.
Okay. Anyways, in this episode, we're going to be talking more free agency stuff. Surprise. Shocker. Basically, we're going to go through the biggest free agents at each position, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Talk about some potential landing spots because that landscape is ever changing. But first, Dale, before we do that, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of news.
I like news. Okay. I'm not putting the drop in, sorry.
Why? Why do you do this? I like that drop.
I do too, actually. I'll try to do it. No, I'll put it in, don't worry.
He's not gonna do it.
Yeah,
you're not gonna do it in post. If you didn't do it live, you're not gonna do it in post. Can you please add that drop to the set of live drops?
Yes, I'm putting it in there. Don't worry. This whole conversation is gonna be all cut out because I actually put it in. So don't worry about it.
I don't understand. You can play the fucking Shark Tank theme 18 times in an episode, but you can't give me 1 2-second drop.
Next time. No, I mean, I'll put it in.
Next time, this guy.
All right, what's up? Let's get into some news. What news do you have?
All right, what's up? Listen, man, let's start here. All right, some very disappointing news that we didn't cover yet. Blake Bortles was extended till the 2020 season. 2-year contract extension. Why?
Hello? Wait, can you say it again? Restart. I'm sorry.
So let's start with the first piece of uber disappointing news. Blake Bortles extended through 2020, receiving an additional 2 years on his contract.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get when you are one game away from going to the Super Bowl.
Was he, though, or was his team?
Look, he played well in the playoffs. I don't think he threw an interception during the entire playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. Being a quarterback in that system is just like how Joe Flacco was when he won the Super Bowl that year. You just got to learn how to manage the game, and Blake Bortles did a good job. You can't knock him for that. So if the Jaguars need a game manager, they're going to build around him. They have a solid run game. Okay. They have a good O-line. Put in a good game manager. Good game managers aren't cheap, and that's what he is.
Joe Flacco is one of the worst quarterbacks ever won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah. Okay, just want to throw that out there. Joe Flacco is not a good quarterback. People stop telling me that he is.
He can throw the ball like 80 yards, but...
And?
I don't know. That's worth something.
Napoleon Dynamite's uncle can throw it over the mountains. What's your point?
All right, what's the next piece of news?
Lamar Miller. Okay, this one's surprising. I want to talk about Lamar Miller here, okay?
Is it though?
Because I get a little bleep bleep on my phone, because... Mm-hmm. Actually, it's more like a ding.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. It sounds like a fork hitting a glass, but at least I pay attention when it happens. Right? So, Lamar Miller, Houston Texans beat writer Sarah Bishop, right, came out with this on Sunday saying the Texans could potentially release their running back, or even if they don't, Deontay Foreman could be challenging Lamar Miller for that starting job.
Yeah, I mean, Deontay Foreman is a decent player in a good situation as well. I've never been sold on Lamar Miller, even with the Dolphins. I know I'm, you know, we're both kind of homers with Dolphins fans, and I was never sold on Lamar Miller to begin with. He went to the Texans, hasn't done great, even with the opportunity that he has had. He still hasn't done great. They drafted Foreman for a reason, and I think that if we kind of said this a little bit last year too, that it's Foreman's job to take, and we'll see what happens, or if it's Miller's job to keep, and Foreman's going to take it from midseason if he's still there.
Lamar Miller averaged a career low in yards per carry last year at 3.7. I think he will stay with the team, but I do think that he will lose some of that work to Deontay Foreman. It's going to be an annoying committee for a lot of people. But if you own Deontay Foreman in Dynasty, I think it's looking good for you in the future. The only worry is players coming off an Achilles injury. That is a brutal, brutal injury for players to come back from. So I think that injury is the reason Miller stays around, and you have to, you know, worry a little bit about what exactly is going to happen in that backfield either way.
Yeah. Speaking of Achilles, I have a bone spur on my heel.
Oh my God.
And it's kind of running along with my Achilles tendon. And I've been out.
Is that still going
on? Yeah, I've been out for like 3 weeks now. And so I'm just here to vouch for Foreman here and saying, yeah, the Achilles is no joke. And, you know.
You told me on a text you were dead ass serious that you think you have a certain condition. Oh, yeah. What was that condition called?
Haglund's deformity. Yeah, I was on WebMD for way too long and I thought I had something really serious with my foot. It turns out it was just a bone spur, but it still hurts. Yeah, I mean, I can walk now. I'm out of the boot, but it still hurts. So, that's just the way it is.
Shout out to WebMD. Mm-hmm. If you've never self-diagnosed yourself with something, you're not doing it right.
That's right.
WebMD.com. All right. You think they sponsor podcasts? Probably not. All right. Contact us section. Hold on. Nah, it's really just for feedback.
Yeah.
Okay. Send them an email. Do I have Haglund's deformity?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, advertising. They do have an advertising section. Okay. I'll add that to my list. Yeah. If anybody wants to advertise on our show, please contact us at contact@eatsleepfantasy.com. Our prices are very affordable, and we have a very nice audience, which is you, the listener.
Yeah. They know. They know how nice they are.
Let's move on to the next piece of news. This is not really news.
It's more like snooze.
It's more like a rumor.
Okay.
And it's not even like good. Hey, man, Samaje Perine's going to see an increased role in 2018.
No doy.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Who's going to throw the ball there, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you should. I mean, this is a fantasy. Okay, let's move on. Odell Beckham is suggesting that he might skip the preseason.
Well, that's great.
That's always good to hear from your your super injured wide receiver that really needs to get back in game shape. Yep. Listen, when Odell Beckham has been on the field in terms of the fantasy points that he scored, he has produced at a rate that we haven't seen in a long time. He has been incredible in his first four seasons when he's been on the field. So if we see, as I smack my stuff on my desk, if we see Odell Beckham in any sort of capacity in the preseason, I think he's good to go and he's going to be a top five wide receiver again.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So whatever. I don't care. As long as he shows me he's in shape and his ankle is good, we're moving on. Yeah. Here's a piece of news that I want to talk about, Dale.
Okay.
And this is going to lead into our free agency, and we're going to speculate.
Can't wait.
Ian Rappaport came out early on Monday morning and said, hey, you know what? That report that the Minnesota Vikings might use their franchise tag on Case Keenum, well, probably not.
Look, I hate to say I told you so, but keep going.
So, the Minnesota Vikings in 2017, last year, had on their roster Case Keenum, Sam Bradford, and Teddy Bridgewater. Do you know how many of those are going to be free agents?
How many?
All of them. All three. Okay. So, along with this, the Minnesota Vikings are now heavily pursuing and potential even front runners for the services of Kirk Cousins. How you like that? How you like them apples?
I'm not believing it.
Does that transition perfectly? Right now, and we're transitioning from news to free agency speculation.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that. You did a good job on it.
Do we need like a speculation drop? If I gave you a drop for speculation and free agency, would you like include it?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
The whole Minnesota Vikings thing, like, I don't know what's making me think that. I don't have any ties to Sam Bradford, but just the arrows have pointed from the beginning that they're going to rely on Sam Bradford next season. And I think it's setting it up. They're saying, hey, we're not going to pay top dollar for Case Keenum because we have Sam Bradford sitting here. I think we know Teddy Bridgewater is probably going to be gone, but Sam Bradford, I think he's going to be their man. I think, again, this is a game manager. They have a good offensive line, finally. They have a good running back, healthy rookie, not a rookie anymore, Dalvin Cook. Good wide receivers, really good defense. They need somebody like Sam Bradford.
So if they could find a way, because
they're not going to overpay for Kirk Cousins. I'm telling you that.
I don't know, man. Kirk Cousins is going to chase money, right?
Sure.
But out of all the situations, what's the best team that he could land on?
Kirk Cousins? Yeah. I mean, the Vikings are up there, right?
Okay. They have a very improved offensive line, which we saw last year, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. They've got Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen. They've got a tight end in Rudolph, who's pretty good. They've got a solid defense. It's everything you could wish for in a landing spot.
Yeah.
You get a dome.
Yep.
Right? So you don't have to deal with Minnesota weather.
I get it.
I mean, it's everything you could want. And I think that team becomes a Super Bowl contender. And Kirk Cousins becomes a very solid QB1 for fantasy if he lands there. It's everybody's wish, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe he can get a slight discount. You know, Minnesota can get a slight discount. Still going to have to overpay. But I think Minnesota is just a quarterback away.
Look, they're
right.
Sam
it's not
Bradford.
Like the Jets who are
Bradford
much
away.
More than
that. I really do. Look, we just watched the Eagles win Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
Do you think there's an appreciable difference between Kirk Cousins and Sam Bradford? I think that's our argument here.
For the money, no. I think they could do just as much with Sam Bradford as a quarterback.
I think there is an appreciable difference between the two of them, and I think Kirk Cousins, while not an elite quarterback, could be the difference between making the Super Bowl last year and not.
Okay. I don't like the fact that you're using appreciable.
What is wrong with that?
I don't know. You just don't. I don't hear that word often enough to know exactly what it means. I kind of figured it
like
out. Context
a significant
clues.
Difference.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, I figured it out, but I think sometimes you just use those words to throw me off.
A noticeable difference.
There you go. See,
is that better?
Yeah, just talk like a dude. You don't need to impress anybody.
I feel like that's the right word I was looking for, though. Like, this is a podcast, and I feel like our word choice is important.
No need to get fancy-smancy.
If I had said just significant? Would that have
just like
gone over better
like
with you?
What word would I use? That's a good measure. Just say, what would Dale say? And then use that one.
Statistically speaking, right? And in the stats world, you use significant difference.
Yes.
Is that a better word to use? Because I think that's probably the perfect word to use. Is there a significant difference between Kirk Cousins and Sam Bradford when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't know if there is. I'm just throwing it out there. I think it's gonna Sam Bradford's gonna end up staying there. All right. Let's move on to.
I think our audience will now realize that there's an appreciable difference between this podcast with and without me.
Sure. Let's talk about some running backs that you may have. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you do know that they're free agents. Let's start with Deion Lewis here.
Right.
We're not really sure what's going to happen with him, but probably won't be staying with the Patriots. Do you agree?
Agreed.
Okay. Some ideas of where he might land that would be really a good fit.
I've heard three or four teams. You want me to rattle them off?
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yes.
The Lions, Indianapolis with the Colts, mm-hmm. Tennessee with the Titans, yep. Or back to New England. Those are the four that I've heard okay. so far.
Fair enough. Man, every single running back, it seems like the Colts just pop up, right? Because they have so much need for a good running back. They may draft. I don't know. We'll see what happens with the draft and everything like that. But I just don't think he's going to go back with the Patriots. He's somebody to watch for during the offseason, especially if you have a keeper league or even coming into your redraft. Just be aware that Deion Lewis, his value, I think will plummet outside of the Patriots.
Okay. Deion Lewis, I look at more as a guy that how does he fit and help a team more so than like his fantasy stock? Sure. Which is why I think he could go to a team like the Titans.
Oh, definitely.
Be their pass catching guy, be their complimentary back.
Yep.
And you know, when Murray's gone, just Deion Lewis is the complimentary back. So that's kind of a move I see there. But I agree, his fantasy value is probably going to decrease heavily if he leaves New England.
Right. I mean, he's not a big enough back to warrant any kind of goal line work.
He's really elusive back.
He is elusive. We have, if you've been following us for a couple of years now, you would know that Christian knows that Deion Lewis is an elusive back. So
he is elusive.
Another running back that you may or may not have known that was a free agent is Carlos Hyde. He's been a topic for a lot of people. And last year, people were talking about maybe Carlos Hyde being traded away from the 49ers. Now that he is a free agent, let's see where he lands. It doesn't seem like the 49ers really like Carlos Hyde regardless.
Right. Even though that may be the case, he's got the build at 6 feet, 235. Of being able to take over a lead role anywhere. Huh? Oh,
go ahead.
He's 6 feet.
I thought you said he has 6 feet.
No, that would be strange.
You'd be a much better running back.
He'd be pretty fast, I think, with 6 feet.
Wait, would 6 feet slow you down?
No.
I don't know.
Then just think about quadrupeds versus bipeds? Bipeds? Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Two-footed animals versus...
I don't know. Well, no, I mean, that is genetic. I mean, there's some two-footed animals that are faster than four-footed animals. But you have 6 feet, I think that just becomes cumbersome.
No, hold on. What animals that are 2 feet are faster than four-footed, like, the average four-footed animal?
An ostrich has 2 feet. That thing can...
Okay.
Go really fast.
All right.
All right.
Fair
a
enough.
Lot of humans are faster than a lot of four-footed animals. An elephant.
Not in our case.
No, I'll outrun an elephant every day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's your top speed, Dale?
25 miles an hour.
That is not true. Top speed of an elephant. Just going to Google this real quick. Top speed of an elephant, 15 and a half miles
yeah,
an hour.
So I'll outrun an elephant for sure. Elephants are slow as fuck.
The fastest human, 28 miles yeah. an hour. Wow, that is fast.
Yeah, I'm around 25.
So you're right there, just under the fastest human.
Look, there's a big difference between 25 and 28 miles an hour, obviously. Look, all I'm saying is that a six-footed animal...
I don't like that half of this list of fastest animals is birds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit, right?
That does not count.
It definitely does not count.
Like, the peregrine falcon going 389 kilometers an hour, 282 miles per hour, that doesn't count, man. You're just free diving. Yeah. Doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know any other...
Cheetah's got it. Cheetah can go up to 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, you... Look, yeah, obviously.
Recording.
Okay, if a cheetah had two extra feet, could it go faster, or would it impede their speed?
Well, it looks like... well, really, I mean, I can't think of anything that has 6 feet other than insects. Seems like four is the perfect number.
Yeah, four, I think, is where it's at. More than that, yeah. Like a cockroach, I bet you if a cockroach only had 4 feet, I bet you it'd be a lot faster.
Animals with six legs.
Yeah.
Let me just... you got a lot of beetles with six legs.
Oh, yeah.
Flies. Mm-hmm.
Flies cannot run at all.
No, but you know what they can do.
What?
Yeah, I'll let you figure this one out on your own.
What? Tell me, what's the question?
What can a fly do besides run?
Fly?
There you go, Dan.
What
about like...
Wait, hold on. Dinosaurs.
A centipede.
Most dinosaurs, the fast dinosaurs were all ran with 2 feet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like raptors and stuff.
Okay. Fastest. Let's see. Fastest dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably a raptor.
Just.
Diplodocus.
Well, it kind of looks like an ostrich. It's actually called the ostrich mimic ornithomimids.
How fast?
Not that fast. 60 kilometers an hour. Okay. Which is what, like 40 miles
yeah,
an hour?
Like that.
That's not fast.
That's why they're
you can outrun a dinosaur.
That's why they're extinct.
So Carlos Hyde, anyways. Carlos Hyde. That's where we left off,
yeah,
right?
Carlos Hyde. Does not have
I feel like a lot
feet.
Of team.
Go ahead, sorry.
So I just totally lost track. You know what we need more so than any other drop? The most important drop that we need?
What?
When our show comes crashing down like that, we need a drop for it.
Okay.
So that we can like go back to normal.
Right. Okay.
Like just a crashing sound or like returning to normal, like something. Mm-hmm. Because I'm at a loss right now. Carlos Hyde is only 27.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years of 988 yards and 938 yards. I mean...
On an offense that doesn't really move
stunk.
Very well. Yeah.
Yeah. 217 attempts, 240 attempts. We saw in these past 2 years that he can carry the load. He can stay healthy for the most mm-hmm. part. I feel like he's the one guy in free agency that could go, not counting Le'Veon Bell, because I think he's going to be back with the Steelers 100%. Like 99.9% chance Lev Bell is back to the Steelers. Sure. So Carlos Hyde is the one guy that I think could go anywhere and automatically be the number one guy. And he would have to be paid that way. But like, I think he can go to the Lions. I think he can go to the Seahawks. I think he can go to the Colts. I think he could go a million places and automatically be their number one guy and do very well, if not better than he did in San Francisco.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Do you though?
I do. I do.
I'm hearing a lot of Seahawks, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm also hearing the Raiders, which is interesting.
Okay. When you say you're hearing, what, like, is this in like your meetings with fantasy
it's
football?
Twitter. I'm addicted to Twitter, bro. Yeah.
Like my
bro,
my
Twitter's
meeting,
where
meeting
the fantasy
with general
news
managers
happens.
Last week. I'm hearing a lot of.
Hey man, I follow a lot of important people that you then unfollow and then I have to refollow.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Which is really annoying, by the way. If you could stop doing that, I'm going to call you out on air.
I just
want to
make sure that we're following the right people.
Well, stop unfollowing like Ian Rappaport for some reason.
Well, if he's in between like some guy that
do you keep getting Ian Rappaport confused with Michael Rappaport, and that's why you keep unfollowing him?
We need to talk to Michael Rappaport.
Why?
I don't know. I feel bad for him. He's fired.
Why do you feel bad?
Well, I feel bad because his iTunes ratings went from like 5 to 1 in like 2 days.
Dude, do not. Fuck with Barstool fans. Holy crap. If you're not aware of what happened, Michael Rappaport was working for Barstool and then said something about their fans while working for them. So then Barstool fired him. And then all of Barstool's fans proceeded to rate Michael Rappaport's podcast
like
a 1 star, dropping his podcast from a 4.5 star podcast to a 1.5 star podcast in one day. So please don't do that to us. Please give us a 5-star review. Also, if you want to stay up to date on news, polls, everything that we put on Twitter, do so at eSleepFF. But yeah, I think Seahawks would be a good landing spot. I think the Raiders would be a great landing spot for Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. Anywhere they can get work that they're not going to be stopped at the 40-yard line every drive would be a plus for Carlos Hyde. And now watch with Jimmy Garoppolo.
How fast do you think Carlos Hyde runs?
How fast? I bet you can outrun an alligator.
How fast is an alligator?
I don't know, but...
Like 8 miles an hour?
But I think an alligator, speed. If it only had 2 feet, it would probably run way faster. I think those front 2 feet slow down an alligator so much. I have a feeling.
Do you think you can outrun an alligator?
Yeah, you got to run in... Jagged.
No, do you think
not in a straight line?
You could
not in a straight
line. Okay, first of all, the very first thing that came up when I typed in alligator speed is, can you really escape an alligator running in a zigzag?
You can.
So hold on one second. Give me 30 seconds to read this article.
I could definitely beat an alligator in an obstacle course race, but not in a straight line. Never, because they're sneaky fast in a straight line. But I think that if they didn't have their front 2 feet. If they could just take those off and stand up, I think they can run much, much faster. What did you find out?
Hold on one second, man. I'm still reading.
You don't have to read the whole biography on alligators. Just tell us what's going on.
There really is no difference between running in a zigzag and running in a straight line. The thing about alligators is, while they're kind of quick, 11 miles an hour... if you just simply run for a little bit of time, it gets tired very quickly. So it doesn't really have any stamina. It'll run for maybe, a very small distance and then be done with you if you can escape.
Okay, who would win it?
If it doesn't catch you in the first like 5 seconds, you're done. You're good to
go. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep running. Yeah. I mean, it's probably what you would do anyways.
All right. What do you think about Jerick McKinnon coming into this free agent? This is the last of the running backs that we're going to talk about. He is a free agent with...
Is it crazy that I'm not, like, scared of a gator? Like, I feel like I wouldn't be scared of a gator in that situation.
If they go for you, look, you have to jump on his back and close his mouth. I've seen it a million times. Jump on his back.
Right.
Cover the eyes with your shirt.
Right, because they have no, like, ability to... open there. They have no strength to open.
Well,
their jaw,
they
right?
open it really slow, and yeah, there's a lot less strength. But if they have their mouth open, you're fucked because they can snap down really quick, and you're dead.
Just not scared of gators, man.
Just if they have.
I'm also not scared of dogs. Like big dogs, never been scared of a big dog in my life.
Have you ever been chased?
Yeah, I'm not scared of a big dog.
Really.
I own a Great Dane. I'm just not scared of big
Great
dogs.
Danes.
I see a big dog and I just stand my ground.
Great Danes are...
they're good. Yeah, I get you. Yeah. But I see like... If I see like a Rottweiler, I'm just standing my ground. I'm not scared.
That's good, man. You're brave.
No, there's a lot of, I mean.
Is that what you want our audience to know? I'm afraid of a lot of things.
Let's
talk about how brave Brito is. Go ahead. Keep going. What else aren't you scared of?
I'm very afraid of heights. Do you want to do the things I am afraid of?
Oh,
if I'm in a very tall building and I have like a balcony,
yeah.
I don't really like getting that close to the edge. First of all, because I'm very heavy and I'm always thinking like, this shit's going to break if I lean on it. That's my first thought. And then I'm like, my balance is not good enough to turn myself back inwards and not die.
You know what's weird? I was not afraid of heights until like I was like a young adult, until like I was like 25 or something. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what it was, but heights terrify me now.
Too many roller coasters? I mean, I still love roller coasters and get on.
Yeah, roller coasters
rides
don't bother me, like planes and stuff. But like if I like to, for me to get on a roof to do work or something, no way. I'm like looking at it.
It's just the edges of roofs, rooftops, and like the edges of balconies. Yeah. Like when I go on a cruise ship and I got like a balcony room, that scares me.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't mess with me too much.
No. Like I go out there and I chill, but I don't like to lean over.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's more you don't have confidence in your weight.
In the railing.
Yeah, in the railing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, who built this railing? Is not built for. Yeah. Who built this? Wait, this ship was built in Panama? Never mind.
All right, Jarek McKinnon.
Are they built in Panama or are they just registered in Panama? Okay, we're going way off
Jarek,
topic.
Jarek
Let's
McKinnon.
Go. Let's
Jarek
continue.
McKinnon.
I don't think Jarek McKinnon will have the market that Carlos Hyde will, but I think he could be a serviceable guy. Here's an interesting one. Here's a team that I've been hearing rumblings for Jarek McKinnon that I think he could become the starter should he go there.
All right.
You ready for it?
Who?
The New York Jets.
Yeah, with we don't know. Look, we talked about Bilal Powell the other day and how, quote, you know, people in the team say that they're not sold on Bilal Powell. It doesn't look like they're going to re-sign Matt Forte either. So the Jets could be looking at not only looking for a new quarterback, possibly, but finding a running back that could be serviceable. Jarek McKinnon, I think he's pretty much a New York Jet type running back. Like he's not going to blow the lid off anything.
Right. Here's another possible scenario, another possible landing spot for Jarek McKinnon, right? Let's say Deion Lewis doesn't go to the Titans, because I think this running back carousel could, anybody could go anywhere, honestly. This is the least sure thing of all the things that we speculate, because people are just looking to fill needs. Derrick Henry is taking over as the Titans one, but I think they're still looking for a complimentary back. Jarek McKinnon could take that role, right?
Sure. As a complimentary piece. I think he's going to be a complimentary piece somewhere. So if it's for Bilal Powell, if it's for Derrick Henry, you know, I could, why not somebody like the Patriots?
For McKinnon?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't see that one happening as much. All right, he's going to sign there tomorrow now that exactly. I said that. I want to talk wide receivers.
Yeah, I do too, because there's a couple guys I really want to talk about. And actually, prepping for this podcast, I'm just going to admit that I wasn't aware that Marquise Lee was a free agent.
I knew you were going to start with him. Let's talk Marquise Lee then. Okay.
Yeah, he is a free agent, and with Blake Bortles signing the extension, we don't know what's going to happen with Allen Robinson. If you want to talk about Allen Robinson in a minute, you can. But Marquise Lee, he proved he can be a wide receiver one, didn't he, with Blake Bortles last year?
I guess. I think he's really good wide receiver two, and that should be his role. So I'm going to give you three landing spots right now, and you tell me what is the most likely scenario and what is the best fantasy scenario of these three, okay? The Dallas Cowboys, the Chicago Bears, or the Washington Redskins?
I think the Bears are going to make a splash and get a good wide receiver. And I think Marquise Lee is okay opposite of Cameron Meredith. Without knowing the exact situation with money and all that stuff, I think I would lean towards the Bears here.
Okay. Good. The Bears, I feel like they're going to find someone splashy. And I'm not sure who that's going to be. Right. I thought maybe they would try to go after Allen Robinson, but it's seeming more and more likely like Allen Robinson's going to get that franchise tag. So let's see. But I think Marquise Lee could be a guy that if they can't find their splashiness in a big name wide receiver, they'll go after a guy like Marquise Lee, who has proven he can be reliable. And I think while that won't be a great duo between Meredith and Lee, it'll be better than what they did last year, which is roll out wide receiver force as their 1, 2, and three.
Exactly. Yep, I agree. What other wide receiver?
What about Dallas? Opposite Dez Bryant, who Dez Bryant might need to rework his contract. If not, he might be gone. But let's say opposite Dez Bryant, I could see this happening. They get another little piece, help that offense out a little more, give Dak Prescott another weapon. What you think about that?
I like it.
You really hate
no,
this game.
No, I'm sorry. I was in the middle of yawning.
You really hate free agency. Like, not free agency. You hate rumor talk.
I do
talk.
Hate rumor talk. Like, I do enjoy talking, like, okay, if this person went here, yes, it would be great. But not, like, talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. Like, we have a podcast or something.
Right. Is it just that, like, we're here, we're doing a, you know, 45-minute podcast, and we haven't mentioned the Dolphins once? Yeah. Is that just what bums you out?
Well, I think it goes down probably to childhood. You know, like, my parents, they never talked about, like, they never hyped up vacations or anything like that. And there was no hypotheticals, like, oh, what if we went to Disney World or anything like that? Maybe it has something to do with childhood. I don't know.
So, while unlikely, let me give you one place. I'm going to throw the Dolphins into one conversation because I think this is a possible scenario here. Okay. All right. Let's talk about tight ends. Jimmy Graham and Tyler Eifert. Okay. Both coming up to be free agents. I think Adam Gase really wants a good tight end in that offense. Hasn't found it yet. And maybe this is the one position that the Dolphins go after in free agency in either Tyler Eifert or Jimmy Graham.
Can you tell me the last few tight ends that the Dolphins have had?
Well, you had the abomination last year with, the guy that was from Jacksonville previously with Denver, Julius Thomas. Prior to that,
you remember
Charles Sims was there, and then Charles Clay. Yep.
And then what about
was Sims Cameron Jordan? Name first name Charles? I forgot about Cameron Jordan.
Tight ends don't do well in Miami.
Yeah, but that's going to change. Adam Gase likes himself
year.
A tight end. No, yeah, but. Deion Sims, by the way, not
yes.
Charles Sims.
Who's Charles Sims?
Charles Clay.
Charles Sims. I don't know. Anyways.
What's the name of the running back from Tennessee? Tampa Bay.
The what?
Wasn't that Charles Sims?
Yes. There you go.
The third stringer guy. Yep. Or backup at times. Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Graham or Tyler Eifert, you think it's enough to make a splash to for the Dolphins to land one of these guys?
Yeah, and I think one of them could also land. I'm going to give you potential places really need a tight end, okay? The Seahawks need a tight end. So maybe if they lose Graham, they go after a guy like Tyler Eifert. The Baltimore Ravens are looking for a tight end again. That's like their thing. They keep signing tight ends over and over for some reason.
Well, because their tight
the
ends
Miami Dolphins need a tight end.
Nearly life-ending injuries.
Right. Like Haglund's deformity.
Haglund's. Are you trying to make light of my situation? Seems like you're trying to make fun of it. And it was serious.
So if you want to follow our podcast on Twitter, you can do so at EatSleepFF. If you want to become part of Eat Nation, I'm sorry, did I just completely ignore the thing you were saying because it's bullshit? If you want to be a part of Eat Nation, you could do so by signing up at EatSleepFantasy.com. Just click on the Join Eat Nation button. And that's where you're going to get bonus episodes. You're going to get access to our Facebook group. We have different things that you can get there. draft kit, merch, basically all on our website. Check out Eat Nation there.
That's right.
Can you hear my dog barking? Dude, I don't know what to do about that because I am on the second floor in the opposite side of the house. My dog is outside.
You could rent a studio space like I do.
I own a small horse that makes a lot of noise when people
walk by. Have you thought about rehoming him?
Rehoming him? Oh, that would be great.
I wasn't sure if you were going to be mad at me for saying that or think that was a good idea.
Oh, no. I like him. I like my dog.
What do you do with a dog that big?
What do you mean?
Like, do you cuddle with it on the couch?
No, he just kind of lies down on the floor at my feet.
You just...
I do, like, try to wrestle him, which is very fun. It's very fun, actually.
Doesn't sound fun.
It is, well, it is for me. Probably not him. Probably shouldn't. I try to hug him, and he dogs don't like to be hugged.
That's a good visual. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to episode 188. We will talk to you guys tomorrow for Christian Burrito. My name is Dale. Thanks.